Trixie Tempest and the Ghost of St. Aubergines by Roz Asquith, read by Kate Sachs. Chapter 1. There is a ghost in my school. Not your friendly Hogwarts-type ghost, the kind that just pops along to parties with its head under its arm so its mouth's nearer the sausages. Oh no, this one is the real thing. Noises, creepy messages, threats of dire doings, freezing winds in rooms with the windows shut, that kind of stuff. Scary! I'll take you back to when it first started. It was a perfectly normal spring evening, and I was in the perfectly normal school hall, rehearsing for the Save the World with a Song concert. This is a very extremely exciting school production we're doing, which teaches us all about the environment and saving the planet. It stars Rita Renewable, Goddess of the Future, and Papyrus, God of Recycling. To make it interesting for the audience, Rita Renewable has to fly everywhere on a thin bit of wire. And to make a little joke about Papyrus' recycling mission, he has to go around on a unicycle. Well, I think that's what the unicycle's for, but it could be about saving the wheel. In rehearsal so far, we've had to keep stopping while Rita Renewable recovers from crashing into the cardboard rainforest, and Papyrus returns from whizzing off the stage and into the front row of the audience. So altogether, I'm glad I'm not being either of them, but I'm a humble musician instead. I started the trumpet way back when I was 8, because 17 generations of witches on my dad's side of the family have all played an instrument.